Hello, KZN, and welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast series. Guys, I am your host, Vanessa Green, and I am pleased to announce the launch of our Angler News KZN YouTube channel. So guys, please go and check it out. And obviously the usual, click like and subscribe so you do not miss out on any future news that is coming out. So just in a nutshell, the YouTube channel is a highlight of what you can expect in this week's podcast series. Obviously the show you are listening to is going to give you the detailed report, and our reporters definitely has some amazing news to talk about. Guys, this week on KZN, I have seen a 7.2 kilo shad, the biggest one off the Blue Lagoon. I have seen a 5 kilo bass off Albert Falls. I have seen a 20 kilo pompano off South Pier. This week, our coastline has seen an explosion of fish. With the amount of anglers out over the Easter weekend, we have definitely got some fantastic action to report on. And here's a little taste of what you can expect on this week's show. Starting off with your offshore side, guys, we have got reports of Kuta. It is definitely Kuta season in KZN. Reports of 20 kilo plus at abundance. I mean, almost every second image I'm seeing are averaging 20 kilos. In fact, today, literally this afternoon, Thursday, the 13th of April, a 25 kilo coming out from St. Lucia. But throughout the week, between 18 to 20 kilo kuta all over the place. There is snook all over the place. Even Gary at Warner Beach is bragging about the snook coming out of his area, right in front of his shop, right in front of the Kingfisher in Warner Beach. The kayak boys are having an absolute field day with the snook. Now, on your rock and surf side, pretty much every rock species you can imagine. But yes, did I say this earlier? 7.2 kilo shad, 81 centimeters, massive fish. And not just there are shad all over the place. But along with the shad, there's grunter, there's pompano, there's stumpies, there's bronze bream, there's an abundance of lemon bream down the south coast. So rock and surf is definitely on fire at the moment. As for the freshwater, let me kick it off with the 5 kilo bass that was sent to me by Jan from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. Along with that, amazing catches of trout, yellowfish, as well as some good carp activity in Mudma. So that is a little taste of what you can expect in this week's show. And we are going to get into all of it, as we always do. But before that, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, this Triple Fish Rhino Braid is designed for rock and surf angling, and this show has an abundance of rock and surf species. So make sure you go and check out this braid, because it is something that we need for the season. With the species that I've seen, we're going to need some serious line. I mean, it's pointless having all the best tackle without having some good line on it, and Triple Fish is definitely something that you need to have on your reels. So let's get into this week's show. And guys, I can tell you this is exactly why we need to stop at the Kingfisher and stock up on that tackle, because the fish are definitely here. Now let's start off down the south coast as we usually do with Adam, who's talking about some fantastic fishing over the week. It is not looking fabulous for this Friday, but it's definitely gonna pick up over the weekend, and the river fishing is certainly looking like the place to be. Here is Adam with this week's fishing report.
Good day, Vanesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend, and I hope all fishermen and fisher ladies out there are doing well. It's been a pretty good week down on the lower coast recently, with the last few days' catches being pretty good. We've seen quite a plethora of fish coming out from eds to non-eds, so it's been pretty good. It's still not settled just yet, you know, and it's sounding like Groundhog Day down the side, Vanesh. Just one day's good, one day's bad. Maybe good, maybe not good, you know, so it's very hard at this stage to sort of predict when it is ever going to settle down on the lower coast, but it should eventually. And I mean, We are definitely moving into the month of April towards the back end of it and into early May. We should start seeing some really good fish coming out. We should start seeing more snook, more garrick. You know, the kingie is really turning up a bit more. So it's definitely, hopefully, going to be good in the coming few days. But, you know, this past week, I would say, or the past couple of days, it's been okay. I'm down on the lower coast. We've had a few bronze bream. We've had quite a few decent lemon bream down on the coast. You know, always a bit of a surprise to catch those when you're targeting bronzies or blacktail and stuff, particularly with a bream trace or a bream setup, prawn or whatever it may be. It's definitely a good option for them. We've had some small size yellow bellies popping up here and then, one or two cat faces as well. A couple of, you know, big size stonies with the odd cave bass and a few smaller blacktail in between. We're still getting quite a few snapper salmon around, whether it be in the rivers and or off the rocks and stuff. So we're definitely still getting that around. On the non-ed side, we are still getting some great reports and pics of hand sharks. And not small ones, big ones, I must admit. And a few smaller black tips. Definitely some blue skates or eskims, as we know, and a few duckbill rays. So, again, it's been a nice sort of mixed bag for the anglers that have braved, you know, the chilly afternoons. Because we're definitely on the lower coast feeling the bite a bit, you know, sort of early morning or late afternoon when that sun's just going down. It's getting slightly dark. It's definitely getting a bit colder. Our water's been fairly cold down the south, so there's been a couple of fishtail and eeltail barbels around as well. Crayfish are still in the bites, and a couple of fish that you don't really like your tobies, because the water's just not been really settled. It's been a bit cold, Dinesh. So, yeah, it's definitely been something that if someone had to come on holiday and had to say, hey, what do you want to target, it would be rock fishing. You know, I would pretty much not want to head anywhere towards Margate Pier or Yvonga Pier, because it's been very quiet on those sides. There have been one or two smaller kingies popping up as well, taken on lures at Margate Pier and off Flat Rocks, which is close to Yvonga Pier. And also there's been a few on baits, and again, varying in sizes. But it's been the odd one here and there. So it hasn't been a really, you know, sort of thick report fishing-wise in terms of great fish. It's the odd fish popping up here and there. And it's not random picks either, Vinesh. It's just been guys that are going to the right spots, picking the right baits, making the right trace, and putting shots in the right hole, if you want to call it, right? And then they're getting picked up and they're getting the rewards for it. You know, getting good, you know, non-eds or getting good edible fish. So it is a bit tricky, but if you were coming to the coast on the weekend, which I doubt we're going to be too busy, holidays are over, we're definitely getting back into the swing of normalization, if you want to call it, after the long weekends, Vinesh. You know, this weather this coming weekend is not going to be too favorable. However, it might change come Friday, which I'm hoping it does. But definitely, if it doesn't change, and I would say head to one of our rivers, South Rim River, Impinjati, and again, Umzumkulu or the Pont. Those would be the four top picks I would definitely choose down on the lower coast, because they are all sort of definitely firing on all fronts, from small to medium-sized kingies, small to big-sized rockies, getting a few decent-sized pike or pick-handle barracuda, and also those sort of small shoaling size snapper salmon, you know, from that sort of 2 to 3, 4 kilo range even sometimes, which I've actually seen. So it's nice to see those. So if the conditions don't change for the weekend and doesn't turn favorable, Vinesh, I would definitely say, if you were coming to the coast, or just even a local and you wanted to go and fish, Sunday's probably going to be your pick of the days if the weather doesn't change, according to the predictions. And again, Vinesh, it's just a prediction. So that being said, moving over into the weather. On Friday, we've got a southwester blowing fairly strong from 25 k's upwards, gusting to around 40 k's plus, Vinesh. So Friday's definitely not going to be a day to pick fishing-wise, even after you know, work-wise. On Saturday, it does drop down, however, to the 20K mark, again turning to a northwester on Sunday morning and then a northeaster in the afternoon, with the wind hovering at around the 15K per hour mark. So it does drop by Sunday. The swell, however, is going to be the deciding factor in my terms, because it's going to be huge, especially Friday night. Some reports are picking up anywhere between 4 to 5 meters, which is absolutely insane. So it's going to be big for most of the weekend, from 2.5 meters upwards, Vinesh. So again, very big swell, but you've got a few gaps in between. So not really grand swell gaps, but you might not have your sinker move too much. If you've got maybe a 6 ounce grapnel or something, that might be an idea. But definitely fishing off the rocks or deep sea, you know, now for this weekend, if it doesn't change, definitely not going to be on the cards. So it might be as I said earlier, time to catch on some of that river fishing that the guys are enjoying down here. Take your smaller setups, go and hit the rivers, and especially on Sunday, it might look like the day. They don't predict any rain or anything. So, look, I hope Vanessa gives guys some hope that some fishing might be done. Of course, going to your dams is always sometimes a better option because they can be a bit more sheltered. And I know South Broome also being very sheltered as well. So it might just be an option for the locals and all the guys wanting to come down for this coming weekend. But otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend, all of you. Guys, just remember, stay safe. Remember your licenses and bag limits, tight lines, and let's see those catches, guys.
Thank you, Adam. Guys, looks like it's definitely Groundhog Day, like Adam was saying, down the South Coast. Up and down weather, but there is definitely a variety of species that's been caught. And like I said, up to 5 meter swells. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to do much surf fishing out there. However, that river is certainly looking like the place to be, especially those areas that Adam mentioned. South Broome, Impunjati, Mzukulu, and the Punt, that will definitely be the area to go and have some fun if you are heading down that area. Now, that is our report for the Lower South Coast, moving down to Warna Beach and Amanzimtoti, where Gary is excited about the snook action that's happened over the last week, including some action in front of his store. Yes, and Baggies, the kayak anglers, has been having a blast. This is Gary's latest scoop of Warna Beach and Amanzimtoti.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at the Kingfish Warna Beach. Good morning to you. Yeah, the past week and a half, has seen a lot of snook action off Mkababa. The ski boats and surf ski guys getting stuff, getting some fish there, a couple of kudu amongst them. Virtually all of it on side fillet. Time's red eye, but the chap that started it all has been getting all these fish on side fillet, basically. Some kudu were taken by the surf skis, twos, fours. Fish up to about 18 kgs here off the front of the shop at Warner's. The fish were taken on a whole mackerel. So one morning I saw the chap, he got three sea park as well. In the surf, little cob, there's some smallish pompano, those sort of 3 kilo ones along amongst the rocks or where there are some rocks. A couple of shad, 1 or 2 kgs below me here. Yeah, other than that, you know, those little moonies are plentiful at times, and you know, you're going to catch them on artificials. Crayfish have been plentiful, although swimming out to dive is not pleasant when you're going through the grey, sparkling water of a sewerage spill. I saw a few gannets in the week, 12 one morning, going north, and then 1-1 as I've been going for a throw. But the river, Lover River, especially upriver, has been fishing well for the ultra-light cast. And now Michael R got a barbel of, looks like, about 4 kilos and a kerpa of about 1. He lost a tarpon at his feet as it did a last jump. Yeah, the time now to try for those big pompano and stumpies, yellowtail kingies. There's pompano like a nice, that pink prawn, chocolate sea lice. Stumpies much the same, a bit of crayfish if you've got it. Yellowtail kingies on that type of bait as well, or spoon, obviously, live bait. But then snook from the rocks, you know, in good water with a spoon. Early bells or from here. There was a little bit of bait fire. It looked like some big tunny. Well, there were big tunny jumping through, but they were really big, gee, probably 50 kilos. Yeah, let's see what the next week brings. But the pace is quickening. The pulse along our stretch is, chaps are looking at a bit of zip in their stride now. Making spoons and all that type of thing, getting ready. Go well till next week. Tight line till then.
Thank you, Gary. What a fantastic report, my friend. You've got fish on the offshore, on your rock and surf, and in the river, and guys getting even more excited as the season is shaping up to be even more spectacular than what it's kicking off to be. So, yeah, very good report from Warna Beach and Amanzimtoti. Now, moving on to Durban, we are with Brad and Mike V, where the fishing is absolutely fantastic. Guys, I'm not sure when this report came through that the guys had seen that 7.2 kilo shad off Blue Lagoon, 81 centimeters. From what I've heard, that is the biggest shad off Blue Lagoon yet. And if you want to see the footage of it, make sure you check it out on our YouTube channel. We've got it, the Angler News SA YouTube channel. There's some footage of that and the link to the full video. But apart from that shad and the 20 kilo pompano caught at South Pier, there's a variety of other species that's been caught. And here is Mike V and Brad Krobler with what they are.
How's it, guys? I hope everybody had a cracker Easter weekend. Had a lot of fun, got some time to rest, and got some good fishing in. On the fishing side, there was a lot of edibles caught between Moyo Pier, Blue Lagoon, and then Beachwood up to Glen Ashley. The guys got a lot of gunter, a lot of stumpies, cob, shad, all everything in the mixer. Guys were getting their bag limit, so yeah, that's a good year that the guys were doing well. On the reefs and that, there was a lot of bronze ring caught and some big ones too. On the inedible side, there's got a couple of grey sharks. There was the odd diamond in between. I didn't have any sandies or hammies this past weekend, but the bite was good for the guys that put the time in. On the ski boat side, a lot of snook. Oaks are getting piles of snook. Kuta were around. There were some yellowfin caught, some yellowfin lost. But the hasslers, there was also a lot of sharks following the snook around. So the oaks that did find the patches where there were no sharks, they got most of their fish out. On the bay side, a lot of grand tinsel, a lot of snapper salmon, a lot of small cob. Generally, I think the cob are undersized, but the snappers and the grunters, the pictures that I saw, were all sized. The kingies are there as well, some nice ones. I saw a picture of Ignobilis of like 5 kilos in the bay on a paddle tail, so that's good. And yeah, that's it, guys. Have a packed week. Thanks, man.
Good morning, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Guys, yeah, the sea temperature has got up nice and warm again. As you can see, we're live on a lovely, yeah, it's at 23.6 degrees. So fishing over the last week. We've been some nice game fish, as I was saying. Some Dorado out in the deep. Still, thank goodness, they came back again. There's been quite a few stock off the Blue Lagoon area, along with some Kuta. And then we also managed a couple of sailies during the week. So it's been a really good week on the game fish. Bottom fish side, guys, it's quite nice. There's been some decent bottom fish, some rockhard, slingers. Yeah, so fishing has been good. So guys, yeah, tight lines and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Brad and Mike. Wow, I don't think there's a species that I could catch that you guys have not mentioned. I mean, there's literally every possible species that we could catch off Durban. You guys are saying it's come out this week. So a fantastic report, an absolutely legendary report off Durban. So now moving out of Durban into the North Coast, we are in Salt Rock and Ballito with Jesse. And this is what's been going on over this past week. Well, guys, more than just what's been going on, pay attention to what Jesse has to say about the cob fishing. There's an abundance of cob, but a real concern about it. So here is Jesse's thoughts behind everything that's going on.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right and feeling well rested after the long weekend. And for all those celebrating, hope you had a good Easter. And I know the guys that came down for holiday down to our area here, Ballito and surroundings, had a really good time. We had quite a few reports, and quite nice to see some fish coming out between the locals and the guys on holiday. We continuing from last week's report, we had quite a few reports of cob coming out, which is fine, but the numbers of anglers fishing in certain areas is just completely out of this world. And I think with that comes a little bit of a negative side, which you don't like to really incorporate into these reports, but it's something that needs to be addressed, and probably something that should be spoken about more in the fishing community, the anglers on the beach, not just in a report or a podcast. Unfortunately, the guys have been catching a heck of a lot of fish and taking a heck of a lot of fish, which is not on. It shouldn't be done. And the scary part about it is, on the beach, when it's being done, there's nobody that's actually there as an angler saying to the guy next to him, stop taking so many fish, don't take so many fish. It's really just a free-for-all at this stage. And when the carp come on the bite, the way they have been, especially up at Tugela, Siola, all of those areas, even down in Belisa here, they've been catching a heck of a lot of carp. We just need a little bit of a community going, you know. We need guys to talk about it between themselves, educate for everybody, and don't get on this bandwagon of if he's taking five carp, I can take five carp, you know. And I mean, it's not nice to see. As you guys know, the carp stocks are in decline. Even though we see good showings every now and again coming through like this, it's not all the time. And back in the day, this used to be a common occurrence. Now when we see the cob come through in a shoal as thick as they are now, the guys just take as many as they can because they think, oh, well, this only comes across once every 5 years. They don't understand that the reason they only come across like this once every 5 years is because of how people have been fishing. And I know that certain species do get affected by the trawlers and certain species get affected by gill netters and all of that. But every little bit makes a difference. If you catch a breeding female, a female putting out thousands of fish into the ecosystem in her lifespan, and you're taking that fish out now, it's not just this year's batch of babies that you're going to absolutely obliterate. You're basically ending her life. She's not going to be able to spawn going forward for the rest of her life, you know. So it's an ongoing thing. It's a compound thing. So we just need to put maybe a little shed a little bit of light on the issue here and educate people on the beach while they're doing it. There's no point in preaching about it on Facebook or whatever. It needs to be spoken about on the beach in front of all of the other anglers, and you need to get an understanding between the guys. So do yourselves a favor. Do us a favor. If you see the guys taking so many fish, just speak to them about it, you know, make them aware. Sometimes it's not necessarily a case that they know they're doing wrong. Sometimes they just don't know, and they're taking fish because they think it's a free-for-all and, you know, you can take them. So just educate the guys. And on a more positive side, it has been a lot of fun catching these fish. I know a lot of my customers have been catching one or two, and then keeping a fish and just fishing for fun from there on. Depending on where you go, there have been a lot of reports of little spinners and milkies taking the bait as well, which is obviously not pleasant, but it's still fun, especially if there's youngsters around and they want to just catch some fish. And then if you're going to be fishing closer to the Tugela area, to the mouth itself, the guys have been catching dozens of Lobotus triple tail, still coming out. And we know this because a lot of our customers have been coming into Bark Choco, they're looking for octopus tentacle. So we know that they, where they're going, what they're doing, we capture them. So if you still want to catch one, your chance is not over yet. You can still go up and do that. And then taking a look a little bit further south, the south of Siola, the guys have been catching a couple of decent-sized shad. I think they're keeping it quiet, but there have been a couple shad, and we've seen it through the guys down on holiday catching a couple shad here. It hasn't slowed down as much as we thought it would. And then as far as your edibles go, especially in the Delito area, as I mentioned before, you're getting your cob coming out, so you're getting a couple snapper salmon. We've had some stumpies. The bronze bream in the Sheffield area have been a well-kept secret in the last 2 weeks or so. A lot of them are coming out there. So if you do want to go down there, have some fun, go down and take some prawns. Pink prawn is probably one of the better baits at the moment. And the guys are not only catching bronze bream. I mean, we've had a lot of, one customer came in with a photo of cave bass, lantern fish, and he asked me, you know, to identify it for him. He didn't know what it was. And then the following day, another guy came in showing me photos of his catches. And then probably about two other photos came through in the last week with lantern fish as well. So there seems to be a lot of cave bass around, guys. rock cod, there's a couple. We've had horror stories of guys being taken into the bricks and not being able to get their lines out, and 99% of the time it's either an eel or a rock cod, and it, according to the way that they describe the bites, sounds like rock cod to me. So a lot of rock cod feeding, generally the edibles are quite good. We've seen quite a few banded kalyun coming out on this side, which is not the most common catch, but they have been coming out. Again, your little cage stumpies, and just a variety of smaller edibles. As far as the ski boats and the skis are concerned, it's nice to see that the really big kuta have showed up. I mean, we've had a couple over 20 kilos now in the last week. Yesterday morning, they did incredibly well, the guys launching off Belisa here. And it was quite nice to see that, again, the fish are not, you know, the shoal kuta. They're the winter kuta that we kind of expect to come through at this time of the year. So I'm talking between 15 and 25 kilos. And I think with the more people we have on the water, we're obviously going to start seeing more fish coming out now as well. So that everybody's gearing up. We've got a lot of bait in stock at the moment in the Belito branch. The guys are coming through to grab bait, and I mean, they're taking plenty. So you know that they've got something planned. And a lot of guys are going to start taking some leave now, going to start launching early and getting out there before work. This is the time to start fishing for the future. Apart from that, a couple of snook have been coming out, but not so many on the north coast as there were last week. Most of them have moved down towards the Le Mercy area. So if you're going to be launching out of Westbrook, fishing down past Seabell, down to Imploti, that's where you're going to get them. If we can go by last week's, this recent week's fishing. But you guys know the snook, they move around like crazy, and we can never ever be too sure. So just have a box of sards out with you, or a couple of red eye. Have a snook trace or two, just in case you go out there and catch a kuta and then you want to come in and try for some snook on your way in. Apart from that, we've seen a couple of decent sized tuna come through, which is really what we expected at this time of the year. This is when they come through, you know, I'll say thick and fast, and you get the bigger sized fish as well. So we are kind of hoping that we get more of them come through, because we don't want it just to be one or two fish and then the season's over, because it's a little bit late now. They should have been through here in March, and we'll kind of see where it goes from here, but let's just hope. And then the guys have been catching them mainly on live bait, and then one or two guys catching them out there. And I do know that for the guys that know the tuna's habits, there have been a lot of dolphins heading north to south, and they've been really close along the back line. If you have been fishing off Sheffield, Salt Rock, Belita area, you would have seen them swimming south during this last week. There's a lot of tuna swimming around with the dolphins normally. So if you see the dolphins, you can expect to catch the tuna. So yeah, guys, I think that is about it at this stage. We hope to see some good reports. I'm quite excited about the next few weeks, because I honestly think that we're going to have some good fishing coming up, especially with the weather seeming to settle slightly, and the water conditions are changing for the better. So let's see what happens, guys. And again, let us know what happens, and we will relay it on to the guys and hopefully help everybody to get some fish. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Wow, Jesse, what a detailed report, my friend. I don't even know where to even begin unpacking all of that, because one, it is phenomenal with the amount of species that's coming out in your area and what you've been hearing of, from the lanterns to the bream to the shad to the cob. Speaking of the cob, let's start off with unpacking that one. Guys, as Jesse said, a run like this, it kind of feels like a phenomenon, you know. It only happens like once every 5 to 10 years, you know. So maybe the guys don't know that, you know, there is still a limited species. You take that amount of fish out, we are gonna not have this again, you know. You're taking away breeding stock. So if the guys don't know, you know, don't go and get yourself in trouble by arguing with them, but try and speak to them nicely and educate them. You know, one, okay, yes, this is the official bag limit of what you should be taking. But also, you know, if you took note of what Jesse had to say, you know, and the whole reasoning behind it and what's been going on, you know, what will happen if we continue to exploit our fish, you know, we're not going to have this run again. We're not going to have cob on an annual basis where we can go out and target a cob and get one. So, yeah, that there is a major concern. And you know what? We can't change every angler out there, but every little bit helps. We can't stop the trawlers. We can't stop the netters. But we can try to make a difference with the guy that we see on the beach that's willing to listen. And if we can, you know, it all just starts with one. And once we move on from one, we can move on to 2 and 5 and 10 and 100. And eventually we'll get that message out there. So it starts off with us educating the man that we see doing this. So that is the concern about the cob species that are coming out. Now, moving on to more positive news. Belito Salt Rock, that, you know, lower north coast area, what an abundance of species. What a great time to be an angler, to, you know, just get out there and target rock species, target cob, target snook, target cooter, the tuna. By the way, Jesse, I will keep an eye out for those dolphins. I did not know about that. So, you know, that's the beauty of the show. We are always learning. So, yeah, thank you for that advice on that one. So, that is our report for Belito Salt Rock. Well, pretty much that lower north coast area. And now moving on into Mtanzini Banks. We are with Nick, where Nick has had the Easter weekend of a lifetime because there has been 4 days, probably even 5 days, of some fantastic fishing, lots of cooter, action in the river, and the kids having an absolute blast with the Pompano. Nick is going to tell us all about it.
Afternoon, Vinesh. Now this weekend, probably the first Easter we've had for many a year that you could fish all 4 days. We did have guys that started fishing on Thursday last week. I'm talking about the deep sea guys. And for 5 days in a row, cooter was caught, with the most coming on one boat, I think was 11. Yeah, so that was quite exciting. One boat called two cooter and a dorado. And this is how they caught these fish. I mean, talk about no class, eh? They were sitting doing bottom fish, and they took trap sticks, and they only had sardine bait on the boat. They didn't even bother for live bait or put the polys or anything in the boat. And they threw these things out in the current, and they were just bobbing around in the water. And they caught a dorado and a cooter carries. And then it all went quiet. Even bottom fishing wasn't very good. They didn't get many bottoms. I think they got about 9. And then they went to Pats and they caught the 17 kg cooter there. But yeah, all the boats that were going out, most of the cooter are sort of quite close in. We've been launching the boats and retrieving the boats at the CIE. The main reason is the river's close and there's a deep gully there. And I noticed there are often surf guys when they were fishing, they were fishing straight over the top of the gully into the sandbank. Now that sandbank is very shallow. Some of the boats actually hit it coming in if they don't time the water up. So what's that? Just over knee deep. And if you're in the middle of it, I think you're fishing in a desert. And you want to fish against it in the incoming tide, or right over it on the low tide. And it's pulling the food off it. But if you cast about 30 meters, 40 meters, you'll be able to see where the gully is. It's right, right close. And that's why we can launch boats at the CIA and we don't have to go 3 km down the beach to Garland. A lot of pomponos, but nice big ones were being caught by the kids with their little small rods. And they've just been caught right in front. About 20 meters, we'll say it's in. 10 meters, 15 meters, you know, in the white water. And now we're having fun. The shad that was caught in the river seems to be an unfortunate, misguided fella. But since then, no big shad have been caught in the river. Just the usual river snappers. The big malabars are around the stonewall area. And they don't seem to come up far because the river is sort of quite dirty. Looking at the weather forward, tomorrow, I think we're 3 boats so far. I've got booked to go out. They will catch fish. It's a nice day. You can stay out for quite long. So you're going out, I think it'll be sort of mid-tide out and mid-tide back. Manageable on the beach. Have fun, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, Nick. It's a fantastic time to be at Mtinzini Banks with that amount of kuta that's coming out. As for that Pompano, guys, that is exactly where you should be taking the kids this weekend. You don't have to throw far, 15 to 20 meters, and getting that amount of Pompano, it is going to be an absolute blast. So now that rounds off Mtinzini Banks. Moving up to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie. And guys, I can tell you, Ellie has provided me with a plethora of images of fish that's been coming out of Richards Bay. If you want to check it out, once again, check out our YouTube channel and get that report along with those images. But for now, this is her report of the offshore, the inshore, north and south of Richards Bay.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been extremely good, with some dorados being caught, as well as some kuta, amberjacks and tuna on both the north and south sides. The bottom fish were also active at night. Anglers caught plenty of rock salmon and galbayo, as well as some rockhorn. In our harbour, anglers have been catching some kingfish and salmon on lures, as well as some grunters were caught on the weekend. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. Another great report out of Richards Bay. Certainly the place to be for all that offshore fishing. So, yeah. With that amount of species, it is definitely the place to be. Now, moving up to St. Lucia, guys, it is kuta, kuta, kuta. Like I've mentioned at the start of the show, the entire week I've been seeing images of kuta from those WhatsApp groups that I'm part of. And guys, they just literally today, that 25 kilo kuta by a junior, well, he looked like a junior, but even a 20 kilo by a female angler, which, you know, the guys are pulling in the fish. So once again, proving that it is definitely that offshore season in KZN. Now that rounds off the saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Yan, and he has reports of every species being on the bite on the freshwater scene. And he's going to tell you all about it with those catches and what's been going on in which dams. Here is Yan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hi there, guys. So apart from a middle of the night storm, which gave the Midlands a fair sprinkling on the weekend, the weather has been settled, which is evidently pleasing the fish, as the fishing is definitely on up over the last week. Some great reports coming in on all fronts. The anglers have been out in force over the long weekend, so let's get to the nitty-gritty and let's see what's been on the end of the line. Word coming from the running waters is that the rivers have fined off significantly and are nothing short of superb at the moment. Of course, you know that the Midlands host the top three wild-spawn brown trout rivers in the country, these being the Umgeni, the Moy and the Bushmans, with some prime stretches under the auspices of the Natal Fly Fishers Club. So look no further if you want to add a wild brown to your list. With the slower, cleaner water at the moment, the dry fly fishing is starting to take off. Good numbers of fish have been reported in the 8 to 12 inch, that is 20 to 30 centimeter bracket, along with a fair sprinkling of fish in the 12 to 16 inch, that is 30 to 40 centimeters, and a cracker of a 17 to 19 inch fish between 43 and 48 centimeters was reported from the Bushmans recently. Guys, 6 weeks till river season closes, so now is the time to get out there. With still water temperatures still hovering around the 19 degree sea mark and visibility around a meter or so, some good numbers of fish have been coming to the net from the Natal Fly Fishers Club waters. Good numbers of fish in the 12 inch around 30 centimeter mark, with some mid-range fish falling in the 12 to 16 inch, 30 to 40 centimeters, and 16 to 19 inch, 40 to 50 centimeter classes, and then a couple over the 20 inch, 52 centimeter mark. Some lucky anglers have reported seeing their backing already, so there be monsters out there. As mentioned previously, flies of choice have been of the larger variety, minnows, buggers, caddies and minkies in olive and black, still the firm favourites. A reminder that the winter fly fishing events are fast approaching, three main events in the calendar being the Camberg Trout Festival, Boston Fly Fishing Festival and the Corporate Trophy Challenge. Places are filling up fast, so best get your name on the list. With an eye on the approaching winter stillwater season, this month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dressers featured your good myself, demonstrating a two-tone variation of Randall Kaufman's famous Lake Dragon pattern, making the body of the fly by weaving two different colored materials, thereby creating a more natural bi-colored fly. A fun evening was had with the tires getting to grips with, as somebody said, knitting a fly. So guys, any fly anglers out there interested in the art of fly tying, do pop into the Kingfisher and come and have a chat to me. The bass have been also on show at Albert Falls Dam. Chatterbaits, jerkbaits and spooks were doing the business, resulting in many a happy angler over the recent long weekend. Taking to the water after the holiday rush, local angler Tim Probert, however, found quote-unquote the one that had escaped the weekend pressure, successfully bringing a 5-kilo bucket mark to the net. Magnificent fish. Congrats, Tim. There's plenty of other action to be had, with anglers also targeting carp, tilapia and barbel at Albert's. Midmark is also reportedly still fishing well. While considered to be getting rather late in the season, Sterkfontein has provided some good yellowfish action for the holiday anglers. Guy Jeremy Rochester reported a cracking weekend, with fish being quote-unquote quite selective but willing to eat the fly. And he said that he was blown away by the quantity of fish coming up and feeding on the massive antachas, making for some excellent sight fishing. So guys, tight lines to all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a superb weekend indeed. Yes, a variety of species coming out, but more than just that species being on the bite, it's been some absolute quality fish. I mean, guys, like Jan was saying, there's just 6 weeks left for that river season to be closed. And, you know, we are so blessed to have the rivers we do right here in KZN. So go and take advantage of it. Like you were saying, he is more than happy to help you with the type of flies that you would need to go and fish these areas. So pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg and chat with Jan, and he will get your rod bending on those river species. As for the bass, Tim, wow, what a catch. Guys, that 5 kilo looks absolutely phenomenal. We've got the image on our Answer YouTube podcast highlights video, and you definitely want to take a look at that. So that was an amazing catch. Albert's performing, Minmar performing, Sterkfontein performing. It is a fantastic week for freshwater fishing as well. So KZN, it is a fantastic time to be fishing. We have got everything. We've got the big shad. We've got the big bass. We've got the big pompano. We've got the big cooter. Whatever species you are into, we have it. It has all come out this week, and it is shaped up to be a decent weekend. Yes, there are a few big swells, but there are also a few good windows to get out there. And the rock and surf fishing is looking fantastic. The river fishing is looking fantastic. Whether it is saltwater rivers or freshwater, there are fish to be caught. So go out there and have a fantastic weekend. Guys, please don't forget about going and checking out our Angler News YouTube channel. We've got all the highlights of this on there, along with the images. And you know what? We've got our reporters on there, so you can put a face to the voice that you hear on our weekly show. So get out there, go and, you know, hit the like, hit the subscribe, and definitely hit the notification button to make sure you get the latest news every week from Angler News South Africa. So until next week, I am Vinesh Green, and always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, especially on that cob, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.